بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وعاشروهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected brothers and sisters, we begin by praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher, our provider. We send countless blessings, salutations upon our leader and master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On behalf of Yusuf and Aisha, I present to you some advices in the light of the Quran and Sunnah on this momentous occasion of nikah, on this momentous occasion of marriage. That whilst the world continues to grapple with the wave of immorality that has been unleashed upon us by the internet and its likes, and has had a devastating impact on both the fiber of our society and the institution of marriages, none will deny nor doubt that divorce and talaq has become the order of the day. And with regards to happiness in our marriage, really it will be naive, if not foolish, on our part to expect a healthy relation without constructively contributing to this relation, until and unless we will not discipline ourselves with regards to immorality, infidelity, and disloyalty. Marriage per se will make absolutely no difference to our lives. Just like a person who is guilty of theft, I always say this, that he will continue stealing even the day he's got enough. You know, I do not buy into this theory that we say that the man is stealing because he is hungry, and if he is not hungry, he will not steal. These are the slogans that are chanted. Yes, we might agree this much, that a hungry man is more vulnerable to committing theft. But just to say that the man is stealing because he is hungry, and the day he is not hungry, he will not steal, I'm afraid I beg to differ. In the very same way, with regards to happiness in our marriages, we will have to constructively contribute to this relation. Now reflect for one moment, respected listeners. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he comes out of his house to speak about the auspiciousness of Laylatul Qadr. He comes out to speak about the night of power. In the interim, there were two people who were arguing, and he said that the ill effect of this argument is that the specific night of Laylatul Qadr, whilst we all know we have to look for this night and search for this night, in the last 10 nights, the odd nights of the last 10 nights of the blessed month of Ramadan, but as a result of this argument, the specific knowledge has been lifted away from the Nabi of Allah and hence the entire Ummah. Now one argument left the entire Ummah deprived. One argument left the entire Ummah deprived. Can you well imagine what would be the condition, the plight, and the situation of those children where arguments by the parents have become the order of the day in that home? How deprived won't be the generation? How disturbed won't be that individual? And then you can say it's ADD, attention deficit disorder. These are medical scientific terminologies, medical expressions, physical expressions, whatever it is. But it's starting off at home. It's starting off at home. The, what is the object of marriage? And these few minutes that I want to share with you in the light of Quran and Hadith, that what is the object of marriage? What is expected out of marriage? What is hoped out of this marriage? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had a trace of yellowness on his clothes. You know, this was symbolic to marriage in those days. Like you find today someone driving a car which has balloons on the car, or you find the man is hooting and you'll ask him, what is there? Something going on. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at this yellowness on Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu's clothes and he said, Tazawwajta ya Jabir. Oh Jabir, did you get married? Did I get it right? Did you get married? He said, yes, O Nabi of Allah. Again, look at the teachings of Nabi Ali Salam. Now, Nabi Ali Salam, not for one moment. Nabi Ali Salam did not ask him who you got married to. But what did Nabi Ali Salam say? Bikran am thayyiba. O Jabir, not who you got married to. What type of a woman you got married to? What type of woman you got married to? You know, I always hear these comments. You know, you hear someone getting married and then you ask the man who you got married to. No, I got married to so-and-so's daughter. This is the woman's name. So what you say, hey, we were school friends. You should give her my salams. Must I convey your salams to my wife? Must I give your salams to my wife? What a sick society we are living in. So what did Nabi Ali Salam say? Allahu Akbar. You know, in the Quran Kareem, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the damsels of paradise. وَعِنْدَهُمْ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِعِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah speaks about two qualities. Their gazes would be modest and they will be equal to you in age. Their gazes will be modest and they will be equal to you in age. So nonetheless, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, he looked at Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, oh Jabir, what type of a woman you got married to? He said, oh Nabi of Allah, I got married to a previously married woman. Now this is a lengthy incident that has been recorded in the books of ahadith. Nabi alayhi salam said, Jabir, why didn't you select a young woman, a young spouse? You know, you could enjoy her in the inception of the marriage. She could enjoy you. He said, oh Nabi of Allah, my mother has passed away, leaving behind young daughters. I wanted to get married to such a woman who will become a mother to my sisters. Subhanallah. You know, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam. You know, when Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam. Subhanallah. So what did when Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam went to sleep in Jannah. Adam alayhi salam went to sleep in Jannah. Imagine the pinnacle of happiness. You know, that is Jannah. Adam alayhi salam, he got bored in Jannah. Adam alayhi salam went to sleep in Jannah. He began walking around and then he went to sleep in Jannah. The pinnacle of joy. Imagine, like I always say, you put a man in a palace. You put a man in a palace and he will hear all these footsteps. What he will tell you, that the house is haunted. But put that man in a hut and next to him is his legal, lawful spouse. What a unique bond, subhanallah. What a unique bond Allah Ta'ala has put together in this institution of marriage. What is marriage? Like they say, the Quran says, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allah says you must look at your wife and it must put an end to depression and not start depression. It must put an end to depression and not start depression. And Allah says through that marriage, it should provide one of two things. Mawadda wa rahma, love and mercy. Love and mercy. And you will find that love generally translates itself in the initial stage of the marriage life. And mercy generally manifests itself in the latter stage of the marriage life. So in a Western circle, more than often you will find in the initial stage of the marriage life, there is a lot of love in the initial stage. But give it 10 years, 15 years, then we find that there is no mercy in the marriage. So what is the object of marriage? Number one, you should look at your respective spouse and this should put an end to depression and not start depression. So nonetheless, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he created Adam alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam went to sleep in Jannah. When he went to sleep in Jannah, Allah created min dhil'ihi al-aysar, Allah ta'ala created from the left rib of Adam alayhi salam our mother Bibi Hawa. Now just for the record, Hawa means li'annaha khuliqat min hayy. She was created from something that was living. So Adam alayhi salam, he gets up from the deep sleep. He was tired, he was fatigued, he was absolutely, you know, depressed, all alone in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala created our mother Bibi Hawa alayhi salam from the side of Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam, when he gets up, madda yadahu ilayha, he finds Bibi Hawa on the side, and the natural instinct of man was triggered and activated, and immediately Adam alayhi salam, he stretches his hands towards her. You know, like they say in English, you can never separate a man from a woman. Why? They say the word woman has man in it. The word female has male in it. The word she has he in it. The word Mrs. has Mr. in it. And the best part of all is, Madam has Adam in it. So you can never separate a man from a woman. What I want to speak about, respected listeners, you know, as an invitation to this institution, to this nikah that is going to take place, I want to share with you some golden principles in the light of Quran and Hadith, you know, by virtue of which we can positively contribute to this institution of marriage. I always say this, you know, you buy a vehicle, what happens? It comes with a service plan, it comes with a motor plan, and something goes wrong, you book the car in, it's sorted out, and upon the expiry of the motor plan, service plan, 7 years, 9 years, what happens? We trade the car in for a new one. Our marriage is not like a service plan, it's not like a motor plan, it's not like buying a commodity, it's not like buying a vehicle. We will have to work towards this relation. We will have to constructively contribute to this relation. So I thought that I share with you a few principles as men. How can we contribute towards this marriage? How can we positively contribute towards this institution? The first thing that we need to understand, by virtue of which we can contribute positively to empower and promote our relation, I call it the golden principle. Number one, enter the house with a salam and a smile. Enter the house with a salam and a smile. That is the golden principle. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us? لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طريق. That don't ever trivialize the virtue of any act, even if it is as simple as greeting your wife with a smiling face. Don't ever trivialize the virtue of any act, even if it is as simple as greeting your wife with a smiling face. Allah Ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran Kareem in Surah Luqman. وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. That, oh my son, don't frown when you meet people. You know, I read a beautiful saying. I don't know the exact words, but the gist of what they say in English. What they say, when you're frowning, you're exerting more facial muscles. So it's cheaper to smile. You know, when you smile, you're exerting less facial muscles. So again, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us? إِذَا الْتَقَى الْمُسْلِمَيْنِ. When two Muslims meet for the pleasure of Allah, وَتَصَافَحَا. And then they shake hands. وَضَحِكَ كُلٌّ مِّنْهُمَا فِي وَجْهِ صَاحِبِهِ. And each one respectively smiles in the face of the other, transmitting that warmness, transmitting that happiness and the joy. لَا يَفْعَلَانِ ذَلِكَ. My Nabi said, the riwayat appears in Tabarani, لَا يَفْعَلَانِ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. The only reason for doing this is to please Allah. My Nabi said, لَمْ يَتَفَرَّقَا حَتَّى يُغْفَلْ لَهُمَا. The Nabi of Allah said, both of you barely separate and all your sins have been forgiven. So enter the house with a salam and a smile. Enter the house with a salam and a smile. Amra said, I came to our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. I said, oh Aisha, tell me about the condition of the social life of Nabi alayhi salam. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, which aspect of the life of the Nabi of Allah would you like to know about? So she said, إِذَا خَلَ مَعَ نِسَائِ, when he met with his spouses in seclusion. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, كَرَجُلٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ, he was like a man, like a husband amongst your husbands, amongst your partners. However, must placed on record, إِلَّا أَنَّهُ كَانَ أَكْرَمُ النَّاسِ وَأَلْيَنُ النَّاسِ. However, I say this, that he was like one of you. What I mean by that, he was an ordinary man. He did not walk into my home with a professional image of a prophet. But I must add by saying that from the day I got married to him, he was the noblest of people, the Hakan Basama. Whenever he walked in, there were two traits that I found manifested on his face. My Nabi, my husband, was ever cheerful. He was ever smiling. He was ever cheerful. He was ever smiling. Now it's a two-way thing, to make salam and to smile with one another. I always say this, many of us outside the house, we are ever smiling. But inside the house, we are never smiling. Outside the house, we are ever smiling. Inside the house, we are never smiling. Another man's wife impresses me. My own wife depresses me. Again, look at the narration of Ibn Abi Dunya. Allah is so great. We learn from the narrations. When a person passes away, every good deed that you had done in this world will take up the form of an angel. You smiled in the face of your wife. The wife smiles in the face of the husband. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? مَا أَدْخَلَ رَجُلٌ عَلَى مُؤْمِنٍ سُرُورًا. You bring joy to your wife, or the wife smiles at the husband. إِلَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ سُرُورِ مَلَكًا. Allah Ta'ala creates out of that smile a special angel. Allah Ta'ala creates out of that smile a special angel. Now this is a typical scenario. You know, many of us walk into the home, cell phone in one hand, briefcase in the other hand. We are tired, the fatigue of the day, the stress of the day, we bring it home. No, the first thing you walk in with a smile and make salam. Allah Ta'ala creates out of that smile. Allah Ta'ala creates out of the joy a special angel. That angel is designated to worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. فَإِذَا أَتَى الْعَبَدُ فِي قَبْرِي, when you pass away, you will be lowered in your grave. That angel, you know, that has taken up the form of the smile that you displayed to your wife, that angel will come to you and the angel will say, تَعْرِفُنِي, do you recognize me? You will say, I don't know you. The angel will say, تَعْرِفُنِي, do you recognize me? You will say, I don't know you. The angel will say, أَنَا سُرُورَ الَّذِي أَدْخَلْتَ عَلَى فُلَانَ, I am that smile that you brought to your wife in the world on a daily basis. Listen what I have to offer you today. أَنَا الْيَوْمُ أُونِسُ وَحْشَتَكَ وَأُلَقِّنُكَ حُجَّتَكَ وَأُثَبِّتُكَ بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ وَأُشْهِدُكَ مَشَاهِدَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, I am the joy that you brought to your wife in the world. Listen what I have to offer you today. Today I remove your loneliness. I walk you through your trials. I make you withstand the severity of the day of judgment. I intercede before your Lord. I hold your hands and I put you in paradise. One salam, one smile. One salam, one smile. So really, respected listeners, this is something that we need to bring into our lives, and that is we need to make salam and we need to smile at one another. That's number one. The second missing ingredient in most of our marriages is, let us learn to appreciate the favors of our partners. Let us learn to appreciate the favors of one another. The hadith I quoted before you, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man lam yashkur innas lam yashkur Allah." You are dreaming to please Allah, and really you can never do justice to the gratitude of Allah. If you cannot be grateful to the servants of Allah, being grateful to the servants of Allah is the stepping stone to being grateful to the Almighty Allah. Until and unless we will not appreciate one another, look at one of the attributes of Allah. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala says, I appreciate whatever you do. I appreciate whatever you do. When the dwellers of Jannah will enter Jannah, the first thing they will say is, Inna Rabbana laghafurun shakur. That all praises belong to the Almighty Allah. He has taken grief away from us. Indeed, we have to confess in one voice, oh Allah, you appreciate whatever little we have presented to you. In fact, scientific research makes us understand that even an animal, you know, you want it to perform, it has to be acknowledged. You know, we go for these dolphin shows. What they do, they take fish, they pop it into the mouth of the dolphin, and we find it starts flapping, it starts performing. Even animals, if you want to stimulate them, you want them to perform, you have to acknowledge them. You'd give them some small fish and they start performing. Respected listeners, this is the question we need to ask ourselves. That when last have we acknowledged our partners? You know, when last have we mentioned to them a kind word? The riwayat appears in Bayhaqi. One Bedouin comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he asked the Prophet of Allah for something. The Nabi of Allah said, give him a date that we have. So someone came forward and he presented the date to this Bedouin. He looked at this date and he said that a lousy date like this will make no difference to my stomach. You can keep it. The Nabi of Allah said, no problem. Few moments later, another person came. He asked the Nabi of Allah for something. Nabi alayhi salam said, give him the same date. He was given the same date. He said, Subhanallah, tamaratun min Rasulillah, la tufariquni hadhihi tamara ma baqit. He said, this is sentimental value. A date from the Nabi of Allah. A date from the Nabi of Allah. You know how often this happens? You come home with something and you expect your spouse to appreciate what you bring home. So this is something that we need to bring into our lives. What did this person say? He said, Subhanallah, a date from the Prophet of Allah. He said, this date will live with me and this date will die with me. I will protect this date. I will safeguard this date. Umm Salma said, I have 40 dirhams. I wish I could take it out and give it to the man. Now look at how acknowledgement got this man going. The riwayat then suggests the Nabi of Allah had given him one date. He appreciated that date. فَمَا لَبِثَ الرَّجُلُ أَنْ إِسْتَغْنَى. Few days had passed and Allah enriched this man so much that he had become one of the wealthiest individuals in Medina Munawwara, and he himself started discharging charity. So what I am saying, respected listeners, the second missing ingredient in our marriages is that let us learn to appreciate one another. A kind word goes a very long way. You know, to improve the situation, to improve the marriage, let us learn to appreciate one another. Appreciate one another. That's number two. Number three, very important in our marriages is that we need to understand. We need to take interest in those things that interest our wives. We need to take interest in those things that interest our wives. The Nabi of Allah was so particular about this that whenever he entered, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whatever Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was doing, the Nabi of Allah had accompanied her. She used to assist in the chores. Nabi alayhi salam used to assist at home. And how many of us do that today? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there are multitudes of examples where the Nabi of Allah, when he had come home, we all know the incident. Nabi alayhi salam got married to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was very young at that time. That's a separate topic on its own. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, you know, she was still young at that time. The Nabi of Allah, you know, was 40 years of age. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was still young. But even though the age gap, the Nabi of Allah still, you know, he spent those moments with Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So there has to be this understanding in our marriages. Unfortunately today, you know, one of the major problem in our marriages is the lack of communication between husband and wife. We cannot communicate with one another. We cannot open up to one another. This is the missing ingredient. From day one, let us open up in our marriages, open up to one another. Your confidant is your wife. Wives out there, your confidant is your husband. So that's number three. Number four, the scholars and the ulama have written very beautifully, let us learn to share gifts with one another. Hadu tahabu, fa innal hadiyya tudhhibu wahra sadri. Nabi alayhi salam said, give a gift. This will remove that malice of the heart. This will remove that animosity of the heart. Now, obviously, we don't share gifts on Valentine's Day. This is something which is totally incorrect. Share a gift every day of your life in your busy schedule. What will it cost you? You know, pick up the phone and phone your wife. Today we phone everyone else. We appreciate everyone else. What people do to us, we make it a point of appreciating the favors of others. But when last did we acknowledge our wives? When last did we acknowledge our husbands? When last did we tell them a kind word? When last did we express a sentiment of appreciation to them? You know, like on a light note, they say, what is marriage? Marriage is an institution where a man loses his bachelor's degree and a woman gets a master's. They say one day husband comes home after 30 years of marriage, the wife starts crying. So the husband says, darling, what's the matter? She said, for the last 30 years I've been cooking for you, and not one day you acknowledge my cooking. So the husband, bichara, thinks to himself that, you know what, tomorrow when I come home, I will praise the wife. I will acknowledge, you know, what the wife has done for me. So the next day he comes home, and, you know, he sits down to eat after the meal. He tells his wife, you know what, in 30 years of marriage, it's the first time you have cooked a delicious, a sumptuous meal like this. The wife starts crying again. So the husband said, yesterday you told me for 30 years I hadn't praised you. Today I'm praising you for the very first time. You're still crying. She says, no, because the neighbor's wife sent food today. That is why you're praising me. So let us learn to appreciate one another. Appreciate the favors of one another. It's not a one-way thing. Even as a wife, we need to appreciate what the husband does for us. As a husband, appreciate what the wife does for you. You know, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, had a very, one day a person knocks on his door. The riwayat appears in Tanbihul Ghafilin. And this person had a very, his wife had a loose tongue. So he thought he will present at the door of Umar ibn al-Khattab. Perhaps Umar could advise him. He knocked on the door of Umar. He heard that the wife of Umar is back answering Umar. So he thought to himself, we're both in the same predicament. Perhaps I will make dua for him. He can make dua for me. This man decides to walk away. Umar radiallahu anhu opens the door. He said, my brother, you knocked on my door. Perhaps you have a need. He said, yes, my wife back answers me. I thought I will ask you for some advice. I knocked on your door. I heard that your wife is back answering you. So I thought we're both in the same boat, as we would say. I decided to walk away. Umar radiallahu anhu calls the man. And he said, listen, my brother, I know my wife is ill-tempered, but I do not consider that to be a problem. What did Nabi alayhi salam say on his Hajjatul Wada? O people, fear Allah with regards to the treatment of your wives. For verily you have taken them into your possession through this contract of nikah. It is through this contract of nikah that you have taken those wives of yours into your possession. So be careful as to how you deal with them. Subhanallah. So, what I was saying, respected listeners, to appreciate one another, you know, to express those sentiments of appreciation. When you share gifts with one another, this will bring about, this will promote warmness, it will promote understanding. You know, sometimes one misunderstanding, I always give this example on a light note. You know, in our marriages, sometimes one misunderstanding can create so much of problems. Like they say, the husband was gone to Mauritius on vacation, sitting on the seaside and relaxing and having a fabulous time. So he decides to send his wife a text message that I'm sitting on the seaside, I'm having a fabulous time. So he wanted to tell his wife, I wish you were here. Instead of saying, I wish you were here, he writes in the message, I wish you were her. He leaves out one ear, the entire marriage breaks up. So what I'm saying, there has to be communication in our marriages. We have to express that love to her. The wife has to express the love to the husband. That's number four. And the last point that I would like to conclude on is very important in the marriage. If you want your marriage to survive the test of time, we need to implement these advices. And number five, I also call it the golden principle. In your marriage, there has to be light-hearted moments. There has to be light-hearted moments. Many wives today complain, I try speaking to my husband, you speak, I would listen. You know, some of us are leading these stressful lives and we bring the stress into our homes. Leave the stress outside, you walk inside, subhanallah. Create a wonderful atmosphere. Create a wonderful environment at home. Now let me show you, when you show love to one another in the light of the ahadith, you know, what is the teaching of Islam? Leave those immoral celebrities. Study the life of my Nabi, Allahu Akbar. You know, the riwayat appears in Nasa'i on the strength of Abu Bakr al-Shafi'i. He said, we were at the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the house of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Sauda, the other wife of Nabi alayhi salam, comes to visit. So she says, Zaratna Saudatu Yawman. As she comes home, فَجَلَسَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهَا. Nabi alayhi salam allows her to come in. So Nabi alayhi salam is sitting in the center. Sauda is sitting on one side. Aisha is sitting on one side. إِحْدَى رِجْلَيْهِ عَلَى حِجْرِي وَإِحْدَى رِجْلَيْهِ عَلَى حِجْرِهَا. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, Nabi alayhi salam put one leg on my lap, one leg on Sauda's lap. Now I mean, this was the Nabi of Allah. So Nabi alayhi salam said, Aisha, you know, anything to eat. Aisha radiallahu anha said, صَنَعْتُ لَهُ حَرِيرًا أَوْ قَالَ الْخَزِيرًا. I've made some pudding for you. I made some pudding which was customary amongst the Arabs. So Aisha radiallahu anha tells Sauda that, Sauda, you will also eat from what I made. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha tells Sauda this. Sauda says, listen, فَأَبَدْ. She says, I will never touch what you made. I will never touch what you made. So Aisha radiallahu anha looks at her and she said, لَتَأْكُلِينَ. You better eat what I made, or either I will smear this pudding over your face and I will shove it down your throat. And the Nabi of Allah is laughing. I mean, this was the Nabi that Allah had granted you and I. The riwayat of Nasa'i, Nabi alayhi salam was smiling. He was laughing. Nabi alayhi salam said, you know, both of you, he left both his wives. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, I mean, my respected listeners, study the biography of your Nabi. Study the biography of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Study his social life. Reflect over the relationship that he enjoyed with his honorable consorts. I promise you, no marriage will break up. Let us leave these magazines and those television programs and those immoral women. They will only jeopardize your marriage. They will only jeopardize your marriage. Anyway, Aisha radiallahu anha said, I took the pudding, I smeared it over Sauda's face. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rafa'a rasulullah rijlahu min hijri. Nabi alayhi salam, he lifted his leg from Sauda's lap and it said, Sauda, your turn to take revenge. Lattikhi wajhaha. Sauda, you now take the pudding and you smear it over Aisha's face. She said, we continue doing this, and the Nabi of Allah remained silent. That was the accommodating nature of the Nabi of Allah. Subhanallah. Light-hearted moments in the marriage. You know, like on a light note, you know, Ali radiallahu anhu is sitting with Fatima, sharing a light-hearted moment. And Ali tells Fatima, I don't know whether you agree with me, but inna nisa shayateen. Khuliqna lana na'udhu billahi min sharri shayateen. Fatima, I don't know whether you agree with me, but sometimes women can be like devils. I mean, try telling that to a woman today. You know, she will tell you maybe your mother is a devil or you're an even bigger devil. No, no. You know, like they say on a light note, there was this room full of worshippers waiting for the priest to come. Suddenly the devil pulls in. Everyone runs out. One elderly man decides to sit there. The devil comes to him. He says, you know, who am I? I know you very well. You are the devil. Aren't you afraid of me? He said, well, I'm married to your sister for the last 30 years. I'm married to your sister for the last 30 years. What I'm saying, respected listeners, there has to be these light-hearted moments in the marriage. I promise you, you know, to create that light-hearted moment in the bedroom, like they say in English, you get the newly wed and you get the nearly dead. Who is the newlywed? You walk into the bedroom, subhanallah. In the first few years of marriage, you find petals on the bed. Beautiful aroma, beautiful fragrance, beautiful aroma, beautiful perfume. The wife has decorated herself. She has beautified herself in the most beautiful manner. Give it 5 years into the marriage, you walk into the bedroom, you get the smell of curry. And give it 20 years of marriage, you walk into the bedroom, what do you get? You get the scent of Zambak and Vicks. So we need to keep the marriage going. You know, it's a two-way thing. Many husbands today complain, my wife is not as attractive. I said, my brother, look at you. You are carrying a drum. You want your wife to be attractive towards you. You should also dress in a manner that is appealing to her. So this is something that we take for granted. Aisha radiallahu anha says, I cannot remember the amount of times I had seen the Nabi of Allah making miswak. The first thing he would do, he would get up in the dead of night. The Nabi of Allah would make miswak. I know there are so many marriages that are in jeopardy. Many marriages have broken up as a result of this. So we need to maintain cleanliness in our marriages. This is an integral part, you know, of the marriage. So nonetheless, Ali radiallahu anhu tells Fatima, Fatima, I don't know whether you agree with me. You know, women can be like devils. Allah save us from the evil. So what did Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha say? Subhanallah, look at the wisdom of this woman. She said, oh Ali, you got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. Inna an-nisa rayyahin. Oh Ali, women are not shayateen. Women are the beautiful, fragrant flowers of Allah. You cannot do without them. You cannot manage without them. You cannot do without them. You cannot manage without them. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters, my message is, study the lives of the great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was the tolerant nature between the Nabi of Allah and his honorable consorts? Much has been said. I've spoken and I've shared with you 5 golden advices. We make dua to the Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You know, Allah grant us the tawfiq that we imbibe these beautiful advices of Quran and Sunnah. You know, I have mentioned this on various platforms. When couples come to me, you know, who are facing difficulty in the marriages, and I mentioned these 5 points, many of them have come and they have said that alhamdulillah, we've progressed since our hostility. We've managed to take the advice, we implemented this advice, and we have managed to reconcile. Wallahi, it brings joy to me that one marriage that is saved, it's saving the throne of Allah from shaking. One marriage that is saved, one marriage that is saved, we have managed to reconcile. It's protecting the throne of Allah from shattering and shaking. May Allah Ta'ala, you know, grant us the tawfiq and the ability, you know, that we latch on to these beautiful advisors. And may Allah save us from being those immoral husbands who throw the threat of talaq at, you know, the threat of divorce and everything, who become immature and irresponsible. Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability and the tawfiq that we constructively contribute and let death separate us and never talaq. Respected listeners, on behalf of Yusuf and Aisha, you know, this is a official invitation, you know, to the nikah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless this union. Allah ta'ala bless both husband and wife. Allah ta'ala bless the family. Allah ta'ala unite husband and wife. Allah protect them. Allah protect them from quarrels and arguments. Allah bless them with pious offspring. May they bring joy to one another. And like this is a happy occasion, the occasion of nikah, the occasion of marriage is a joyous occasion. We make dua to the Almighty Allah that let this marriage, inshallah, continue, you know, into the gardens of Jannah. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ